La pendule fait tic-tac, tic-tic. Les oiseaux du lac pic-pac, pic-pic. Glou, 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 font tous les dindons. Et la jolie cloche ding-ding-don. Mais boum, quand notre cœur fait boum, tout avec lui dit boum. Et c'est l'amour qui s'éveille.
Bonjour Rugby Friends and welcome to a new edition of the French Rugby Connection with moi, Véronique Lindiou, and
Bill Hooper.
Bill, this is a big weekend.
It certainly is. Last 16 of the Champions Cup. So, yep, some very big matches to look forward to over the course of this weekend.
And guess what? There will be 8 French teams playing in the Champions Cups.
There will, yes. How many will be left at the end of the weekend? We'll have to wait and see. But I think there'll be a few.
One for sure is obviously the la crème de la crème, the game of the weekend is going to be Toulouse against Racing 92.
Yeah, that's going to be the big game. I think that's the final game of the round, isn't it, on Sunday in Toulouse. So cracking game to look forward to between both sides. And of course, unfortunately, our favourite, Nolan Nugaek, is missing this game for Racing.
Yes, poor Nolan. Yeah, he suffered a head injury, you know, following the game against Clermont last weekend.
Yeah, so obviously he's got to go through the correct protocols to make sure he's okay. Obviously, it's a blow for Racing to lose him, but we'll just have to see how they get on down there, but. I think really Toulouse at home, you really fancy their chances to progress, and especially as they've got both Romain Entemac and Antoine Dupont at halfback.
Yes, but if you look at the Racing 92, it's really bad luck because they won't have Le Garec and they won't have Gilbert as well. So they would have to do with.
I think Colossi is likely to be back for them as well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because come on, that's their fortress, and Toulouse for them, you know, the championship is their playground. You know, they won 5 times. They are hoping for the 6 star on their jersey. So with the return of Antoine Dupont and Tamac together, and the pivotal other players such as Flamand, and it's going to be a phenomenal game, I think. I think, you know, Toulouse will be probably flooring Racing 92. I feel sorry for Racing 92 if they lose, because they were 3 times bridesmaid, but never the bride. So it would be nice to see a change of fortune.
Yeah, it is difficult. Some teams are maudits, as we say in French. You know, they're just not lucky, are they? I think we can remember for many years, Clermont never won the Boucle de Brain, who's lost so many finals before they finally won it. And maybe for Racing, this is their cross to bear.
Maybe. Again, we'll see. So, exciting game. So, which other games are you going to have your eyes glued on the TV?
Well, the other one, of course, is Bordeaux-Bergues against Saracens.
Oh, yes.
It's going to be an exciting game. I mean, it's a rematch of the pool match, isn't it, that Bordeaux won convincingly. But, of course, Bordeaux were also missing players this time around.
We remember when Saracens went to visit Bordeaux a few weeks ago, the score was very bad.
Yeah, it wasn't good. But, I mean, both teams will say this is a completely different game. We all start at 0-0, and we'll just have to see how it goes. I think if Bordeaux go into that game thinking, oh, it's going to be a rerun of what happened earlier in the season, then I think they could be in trouble. It's a completely different game, and Saracens will know that they have nothing to lose.
And, of course, you know, Saracens, my team, from a small team from north of London, they won. Not only once, not only twice, but 3 times, 2016 and 2017 and 2019. So they've got the experience. So I would say let's not underestimate the Saracens, because of the older players, experienced players such as Owen Farrell and the Vunipolas as well. And, you know, I'm sure they will want to live on a high. So if Saracen, you know, could clinch, you know, they would be in heaven.
It certainly would be a great thing for them to achieve. But yeah, obviously, we're not there yet. And, you know, as I said, this game in Bordeaux is going to be a huge test for all Saracens. But if they can come through that, then obviously they can start to perhaps believe that they can get that fourth star. But we'll have to wait and see. I think Bordeaux at home will prove too good for Saracens. But my predictions aren't always great, as you know, from last weekend when I predicted Bayonne to beat Toulon.
Yes.
and that didn't happen at all.
Oh, well, c'est la vie, you know. Life is full of surprises. Another French team who is going to play this weekend is, of course, La Rochelle. But, however, they have to fly all the way to South Africa as they are playing tomorrow afternoon at 3 against the Stormers. So it's always hard. It's always hard.
Very hard to go all the way down to South Africa to play. But I think if La Rochelle are in the right frame of mind and they've been able to, they travelled early, so hopefully they managed to get the flight out of their legs. I'm looking down at the teams I tipped to win this weekend, and there's only one game where I've tipped an away win, and that's for La Rochelle. All the other games I've tipped home wins, so they're my one team that I think could win away from home this weekend, but we shall see. It's going to be very tough.
And very positive news for La Rochelle, because they have Skelton will be back. He was away from playing rugby for 2 months, so he will be his grand retour, his big return. As we all know, Will Skelton is such a phenomenal player. He's a game changer with his height and his power and his speed. He's a brilliant player. And also, Jonathan Danty is also part of the team.
So, two big game players returning, and I'm sure that they're going to be leading at the front. But Will Skelton is a tremendous player, a real leader, and somebody you really want on your side when you go to war.
Also, we'll be there, as well as Dylan Led and Teddy Thomas. So, and yeah, another player that got injured will be back is Tawaiora Kerr Barlow.
If they can get some ball and on the front foot, then I think they've got a good chance. But we'll have to wait and see. As I said, that they're my one bet or hope for an away win this weekend. We shall see.
Suite au prochain épisode, to be continued, as we said. Okay, and the last game for this weekend
is Lyon at Blue Bulls. That's going to be a hard task for Lyon down there. They're not having a great time in the top 14 at the moment, are they? Very difficult. It's been hard. They're currently lying in 12th. So they had they beat Bordeaux Bègles last weekend 27-10. But I don't know whether they're going to have their mind on trying to make sure they maintain their position in the top 14 and perhaps not try so hard in the Champions Cup. We will have to wait and see.
Do you think we might have any surprises?
I've tipped Northampton to beat Munster, but Munster could spring a surprise at Northampton.
Why do you think?
I think Munster never give up, do they? They always fight to the end. It's in their DNA. So I think that could be a very close game indeed. So although I've tipped Northampton Saints, it's not with a great deal of conviction.
Yeah.
The other game, which I think is Exeter against Bath, West Country Derby. I think that could be quite an interesting game. It's a sellout at Sandy Park. I reckon Bath will fancy their chances going down there. But we'll have to see. Exeter, of course, have had they've had some good results in the Champions Cup this season. So they'll be keen, especially playing at home, to overturn Bath and progress to the last eight. But we shall see. But I think that team will be a very close match.
So, yeah, very passionate weekend, you know, to look forward to. And as I like saying, you know, may the best team win. But of course, you know, the best French team.
Absolutely.
Of course, the top 14 is having a break, you know, while the Champions Cup weekend is back on. But last week, because we had a few surprises.
Some interesting results. I mean, Stade Francais have stayed top of the pile with a narrow win at Montpellier, 12-10. Obviously, it keeps Montpellier down in 13th place as the Barragiste. In the top 14. And Toulouse had a narrow win against Pau at home, 31-29. Closer than many of us would have thought.
But, that's incredible. What happened? Why was it so close, Bill?
Well, I suppose it's down to fair play to Pau. They obviously decided they had nothing to lose. I think Toulouse at one stage were leading quite comfortably. And Poe staged a bit of a comeback, but they just couldn't quite pip Toulouse. But perhaps a bit of a wake-up call to Toulouse that, you know, they can't always have everything their own way. But, you know, as I said, early part of the season, Poe were at near the top of the top 14, so they've obviously shown signs that they are capable of challenging for a top six place.
Everything that we expected happened except for Lyon. Lyon did well this time round. They won against Bordeaux-Bègle. The score was 27-10.
Which is they needed to win, which gives them that little bit of a buffer to Montpellier now. It's creeped out to 4 points. So it was a really good win for Lyon against Union Bordeaux-Bègle. Because that result sees them slip down the table to six now, as La Rochelle have climbed above them. Toulon.
Yes, and for once in a very long time, I don't remember when, Bayonne lost 10-46.
Yes, but I suppose you've got to remember the game was played in San Sebastian. They weren't at home at the podium. But a friend of mine was actually there, and he summed up the game by telling me that Bayonne were absolute, I won't use the word, useless.
Okay, yes. Really?
It just didn't happen for them, unfortunately. And by the end of the game, a lot of the Bayonne supporters decided to make an early exit to get back across the border.
Oh, dear. But I'm sure they were as passionate as ever, singing their own theme song and... Why did they play in San Sebastian? What was the reason?
Well, Basque teams like to try and spread their wings about, so just to grow the game on that part of the other side of the border. There is a strong rugby connection in the Spanish region. There are a number of teams that are progressing over there. So I suppose it's a bit of a sort of... you know, missionary statement to, as I say, try and spread the game. And, of course, the stadium is bigger, of course, so you can get, I think, the capacity at San Sebastian is probably nearly 40,000. So from that point of view, it's worth playing a game and trying to grow support.
Brilliant. And in the meantime, in the rugby, Pro D2, the league under... Van is still doing quite well.
Well, yeah, it's pretty much the same. I think Van, Béziers and Aix-en-Provence, they all won. So it's the status quo at the top of the Pro D2. I think there's about six games left before the end of the regular season. So it's hotting up. As you say, it'd be great to see Van. That will be a great fillip for rugby in Brittany.
And it nearly happened in 2021 when they were playing against, I think it was Perpignan, and they lost, unfortunately. That pivotal game, I remember really, really well. You know why? Because I was in Twickenham, and that same day, it was the final between La Rochelle and Toulouse, in which Toulouse won, you know. So I was, you know, very disappointed for Van, of course. And regarding Toulouse against La Rochelle, well, I had mixed feelings, you know. I would have liked La Rochelle winning, but they had made a few mistakes. I think they had a red card, I remember.
It was, yeah, they wanted to play very early on in that game, didn't they? Yeah, I think it was Will Skelton, actually. Yeah, so they were up against it, but they made it up for it the following season.
Yeah, so anyway, talking about the top 14, but top 14 is having a break and they will be back next week. With only 6 weeks to go, is that correct? Something like that?
Yeah, it's just getting to the end now, isn't it? So, as I said, we're the business part of the season, so everybody is now looking to cement their places and push on to the, as I said, finishing in the top six to be involved in the playoffs.
Yes. And you know what? Next season is going to be so, so exciting for our English listeners. Because obviously Owen Farrell is going to join Racing 92. Vinnie Paulas are going to join Montpellier. And many other players as well, so.
Yes, there's quite a few players from England who are crossing the channel and going to play. Courtney Laws, we know, is going to be at Brive. So I think I talked about Carl Sinclair. Some exciting players, but I'm always a little bit concerned about too many foreign players going into the top 14, because what we all want is to see French talent coming through. That's important because we need that talent coming through to make sure that the French team, French national team, is strong.
But don't forget that in the top 14, they have that system called GIF, in which they have by law, you know, they need to have some academy players, you know, in their squads. I think 15 years ago was very much a foreign team. There were so many players from different nationalities, but it cannot happen anymore. There is a system in place. So the French young guns are pretty safe and there is lots of talent poking through. French rugby is in a very good place for the time being. I'm not so sure about the English rugby because obviously if all those players are leaving, England.
I know what you mean. Yeah. There's a lot of talent that's coming through. It's through the English system. There are some very good young players and I think they're going to come through now. I think we're beginning to see that. We've certainly seen that at Exeter this season. There's some very good young players that have come in and Exeter looking quite strong again. A lot of people were quite worried when they saw all the players that left last season, people like Jack Knoll, who've been there a long time, Luke Cowan-Dickey. But, you know, they've done a good job at Exeter. I think that's the thing. There is a good flow of players that comes through in England, which just mainly by numbers, other countries and nations just can't compete with.
And the Roses, the 15 de la Rose as well, is doing well. You know, we saw that during the Six Nations. They got some really strong players like Ben Earl and others. So, yeah, it's very refreshing to see.
Yes, it is. So. But as long as we don't beat France.
indeed. So, Bill, it's been lovely to you. Speak with you.
Before we go, I just want to mention very, very briefly, of course, France, the Women's Six Nations, and France got a second win last weekend against Scotland. Hard-fought game up at Edinburgh, and France came through 15-5. But is it interesting that I see today that the selectors for France have turned to a number of players who have been featuring for the French women's sevens on the circuit this season and are bringing them into the squad. So they obviously feel they need more, a, more, a greater cutting edge in the three quarters. So be interesting to see how they progress in their next three games in the championship.
Of course, of course. How could I forget? You know, women rugby is very important to us as well. So, well, on that note, je te souhaite un bon week-end, and let's catch up next week and let's see whether your predictions were correct or not.
On verra bien.
Yeah, we will see indeed. Au revoir.
À bientôt.
La pendule fait tic-tac, tic-tic. Les oiseaux du lac pic-pac, pic-pic. Glou-glou-glou font tous les dindons. Et la jolie cloche ding-ding-dong. Mais boum, quand notre cœur fait boum, tout avec lui dit boum. Et c'est l'amour qui s'éveille.